A 10 on the WOKV weather meter. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Garrett Beedenball. Still tracking mostly sunny skies today, the second 10 on the weather meter in a row. We're in the mid-80s this afternoon with the near 80-degree mark at the beaches. We'll track temperatures in the mid to upper 80s, especially west of the St. Johns River and west of Highway 301. Winds will be out of the south, helping those temperatures get up into the mid to upper 80s inland and near 80 at the beaches. It'll be a dry day, though, partly to mostly cloudy skies this evening. Dry for your dinner plans. An isolated shower tries to move in overnight, but I think most spots do stay dry. We're down to the low 60s for morning lows for Thursday morning. During the daytime, the first half of the day on Thursday, we should start off dry with some scattered afternoon and evening showers and thunderstorms moving in from the northwest to the southeast. That's associated with our next frontal boundary that'll be moving through. So some pockets of heavy downpours and a few thunderstorms rolling in Thursday afternoon and into the evening, potentially in time for the evening commute. High temperatures near 80, though, beforehand, so it will be a warm day, so to speak, on Thursday, then some showers and storms. Mostly cloudy on Friday. The front sinks to the south of the area. We'll see some isolated showers and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy, though, for your weekend. On and off scattered rain as that front lifts back to the north and stalls out over northeast Florida. Some heavy downpours to start your weekend and a few thunderstorms possible, but not expecting severe weather as of now. Something we'll track, though, here in the First Alert Weather Center to see if that changes. Highs will be in the mid-70s and upper 70s through the weekend, depending on where you are. Cloudy skies continue into Sunday. Some scattered on and off rain again. A few thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 70s. Through the weekend and into the start of next week, we'll likely be measuring the rainfall in a few inches in some neighborhoods. So something we'll be pinpointing and updating through this week and into the weekend in the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center. I'll see you beginning at 4 and 5 on Fox 30 and CBS 47 Action News Jax. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Garrett Beedenball for 104.5 WOKV.